for those who I stutter, so if I have some trouble speaking, that's why. Amen. As we just read, on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down upon the apostles, and they were transformed. They became new people. And I'm sure at that time, they looked at each other from this profound moment and said, now what? Well, they did two things. They prayed. It says in the following passage, they gathered for the breaking of bread, badarak, and prayer. And then they acted. In the following passage again, it says, they went out and performed wonders and gathered in the courts. They met with the people in their homes. This book, after all, is called Acts. It's what the apostles did. And around 300 years later, thousands of miles away, in this small kingdom, if that, on the edge of the known world, a man who had been held in a pit for many years, he was brought out of the pit and baptized the king. And when St. Gregory baptized King Durtad, transforming the Armenian people, again, they did two things. They prayed, and then they acted. They went throughout all of Armenia, building churches, teaching people, and establishing the Christian faith throughout all of Armenia. And that small act changed the Armenian nation. If not for that, what they did then, we would not be standing here in a Christian church. We would maybe be standing in front of a pagan altar praying to fire or something. And at that time, the Holy Spirit, just as it came down on Pentecost, it came down upon King Durtad and upon the Armenian people. 6 weeks ago, that same Holy Spirit came down upon this building. I don't know if anyone had been here prior to the consecration, but there were wood beams all around, and it was dusty, and it was messy. And I remember when the deacons and Deadhide and I would come for altar, we would come for practice. We would stand on the altar with our shoes on, which is something we never do once the altar is consecrated. But it was not a church; it was a pretty building. But at that moment when the church was consecrated, it became this sacred space. And what did we as a church do that day? Right after the consecration, when the holy hudon was still wet on the altar and on all the crosses, the first thing we did was prayed. Immediately after consecration, we had badarak. So now what? Just as the apostles did, and just as St. Gregory and King Durtad did, we must act. All those hundreds of people who were there at church that day, we must go out and help them and invite them to come to church, and whatever they need, we must act and help them. And that same transformation through the Holy Spirit happened to all of us in this room that were baptized. When the Holy Spirit came down, we became new people. We became children of God. And again, what's the first thing that happens when a child is baptized? A Deadhide takes a child up to the altar, bows with them three times, prays with them, and then what? Deadhide always says that the work of the parents and the grandparents, that's not when their job is done, that's when their job starts. It is then the job of the parents and the grandparents to raise this child in the Christian faith. And this, when we're baptized, we pray, and then we're called to act. And this idea of now what, I think applies in our lives every day as well. I remember when my son Gregory was born, at the hospital, everything was easy. If you were hungry, you press a button and the nurse comes and brings you food. Or if he had to be changed, you press a button, the nurse comes and changes him. Or if he's crying and we don't know what to do, the nurse comes and all of the nurses were amazing. And then we come home and we have this 7-pound child, and I look at my wife, Ani. Now what? And I certainly prayed, and I certainly learned how to change the diapers very fast. I thought hoki kalusi oda shot carnivore ornament. You have item parted nod kankuskasa. You have a mincherin I thought yergu panari. Ahotetin, yev ashadetin. Amamponji helgir katin, yev ice nor havatka, darin amamenta, there. Yev ait nuin tevov, sur kirkor losaborich, yev for, derta takavore magardet, helgu padrinore. Abahotetin, have ashkadetin. Pastani match, nor hagetiner, shishenetin, nor ice nor havatka, sovetsutin amemeg. And why are these two things important? Faith and action. Well, as it says in the scripture, faith without works is dead. Ours is a living faith that we must act out every day. At the same time, if we act without prayer, we don't know what we're doing, and we have no direction. And I want to give two examples of this that Deadeye has given in his sermons. I don't want you to think no one listens to your sermons. The first is that there was a man who there was a flood at his home. And a large truck came, and he prayed to God to help. Shortly after, a big husky truck came and said, "We're here to save you." He said, no, I prayed to God. God is going to save me." They said, "Okay," and they left. And then the rain kept coming, and the water kept rising. And then a boat came, and they said, "We're here to help you. We're here to save you." He said, "No, I prayed to God. God will save me." He said, "Okay," and they went and saved someone else. And the water kept rising and kept rising. Finally, he had to climb onto his roof, and a helicopter came down. And he kept praying and kept praying for God to save him. And then they said, "We're here to help you." He said, "No, I prayed and God will save you." Well, he didn't realize that God had saved him, but he just had to act. He had to not only pray, but act as well. And then why it's important to not act without praying and not having direction. A few weeks ago, Deadeye gave a sermon about how in Florida they have these dog races where there's this little mechanical rabbit that when the gate opens, the dogs go and chase it. And Deadeye described how one time, as the dogs were racing, the little rabbit broke. And the dogs, at that point, they were looking around, they stopped racing, they had no idea what to do because they had no direction in their lives. In the same way, in our lives, if we act without prayer, we don't know what is the right way to go. So let us let us remember that in the same way that the Holy Spirit transformed the apostles on Pentecost, that transformed the Armenian nation over 1700 years ago that transformed this church just a month and a half ago, and that transformed all of our lives when we were baptized. Let us remember that through that transformation, we are called to do two things. We are called to pray, and we are called to act.